the comment section on social media is absolutely heartbreaking. If you don't live it, you don't know it. A lot of these people are beyond the keyboard. They have no idea what we go through. You know, like nobody wants to bring COVID home to anybody. You know, all we are asking is for people to be sympathetic to us. We have to leave. We're gone for weeks and weeks on time. Some people are gone for months and away from their families. And, you know, we just want, all we are asking is for more testing. Like, we're not asking for to come here and be belittled. We want more testing to be, keep our community safe, our family safe.
What kind of stresses are involved in going back and forth?
The stresses are, you know, no, again, nobody can even fathom what we go through. Leaving your families and being away. Unfortunately, our province at the moment, there's not a lot going on. The economy is struggling. And to go away and try to help provide for our families and provide a better community, you know, through taxes and whatnot, we just ask, if people don't know it, you know, try not to be so hurtful in the understanding of what we're going through.
What was your response when the premier indicated that point of entry testing may not be something that the province will pursue?
That was the big one. Again, we've been asking for a point of entry testing from day one. We're not asking for, you know, day seven testing to be exempt. We want an extra layer of testing. We still want to be tested on day seven, eight, or nine. Just the extra, the POE gives you and your family that extra, you know, gratitude that we're safe. We can come to our household, you know.
What did you make of the Premier's suggestion that employers consider a 1 month on, 1 month off? Would that work for most rotational workers?
Great idea by the Premier. I understand where he was coming from, but unfortunately, we work at a province. They do not bend to our needs or our wants. You know, we work in Alberta, Manitoba, BC, none of it, wherever. They're not going to change their ways just for us. 90% of the workforce is from those provinces. So the 10% of us literally mean nothing to them in all hindsight.
So what do you think overall? We're coming up to Christmas. Are you feeling more concerned, less concerned than you were at the start of all of this?
No, with the recent spike in cases, it's very concerning. Again, you know, all we ask for is an extra layer of protection. Christmas coming around is a very, very sad time. Especially in Newfoundland, we try to be together with our families, but we have to make the right steps and try to get through this.
Are there any estimates on how many people are involved in you know, going back and forth outside the province for work?
It's been said 25 to 30,000 people. I don't know how accurate that number is, but I'm pretty well sure there's guaranteed 20,000 plus. You know, that's a lot of families that are affected by all this.
Michael Dean, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Linda.